Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. I'm Ryan. This is Tony.
Welcome.
And we're calling an international called Sydney.
Oh, so they're from Sydney?
No, they're from Colorado, but their name is Sydney.
So they're from Sydney and they're wearing Colorado pants.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Their shoes are from Colorado. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, is that Sydney?
Yes,
from Colorado.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Will you approve this podcast?
Well, duh.
Duh.
I like that. Great attitude, Sydney.
Hey, it's Sydney from Colorado, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today.
I've got a great bullshitting story.
Yeah?
Yep.
Are you a good bullshitter?
Nah. No.
So you wanna, you have
not
the,
at all.
We've discussed that you'd be bad at poker because you'd just be sitting there with a couple aces going like, winking at everyone.
You should see what I've got. They're shit.
These bet against
cards
me.
Are awful, but I've got you, this like Cheshire cat grin.
All right, well, that's coming up soon. But yesterday, someone was talking shit about me. And they didn't know I could hear them.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What would you do?
Was it me?
No. I was at Channel 7 in the workplace.
In the workplace.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. That's a – you could sue. You could
make
some
money
out of that.
Maybe I will. So
– what would I do?
If you, would you go, oh, I can hear you? Or would you just pretend you weren't there or just try and disappear?
I think it would depend on how bad it was.
All right.
Like if it was just kind of people being like, oh, she's really not picking up her game today. I'd maybe walk over to where they were and be like, oh, sorry, I'm just going to turn off this microphone or something like that. I'll be like, oh, yeah, you can hear you guys in the other room. Because I'd really want them to know that I knew.
Right, okay.
But I'd also, but if it was really bad, I'd probably cry and just leave.
Okay, so this happened about 45 seconds before I went on air on the TV.
Are you okay?
I'm not sure.
Like emotionally? Are you all right?
Well, let me explain what happened and you tell me if I've been told that what they said was harsh but also accurate when I debriefed with someone else. So I want you to tell me if like maybe I deserved it.
Or if they were talking about you being late, then yes, you deserve that.
I was on time. Let me – and you listening to this podcast – was I kind of feel like a bit of an innocent bystander in this story. But like I said, I told my partner and she goes, well, yeah, of course you did because you fucking deserve that. They're right. Okay. So I want everyone to let me know who's right and who's wrong.
Are you willing to tell me how you feel about it now before or do I have to wait till after? Like are you feeling like a bit cut about this thing?
I am not as cut with them saying something about me.
It's
as
more
much
about the thing.
The fact I got myself into that situation, I think, yeah, if I had a thought hard about it, I could have avoided it, but
it was what
let
it
me
was.
Just say what,
okay.
it, what it is,
right,
and
sorry.
It all makes sense. So,
oh, my God.
Before I go to work at Channel 7, I get a text message from the producer like 2 hours before I'm on air at the TV station, and it goes, because of the passing of the Queen, can you just make sure you're wearing black?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fair enough.
Just a text going, can you wear black? And let me send you a text of what I was wearing.
Yeah.
So they just told me to wear black. Tony, looking at it now, what was I wearing?
You're wearing a black T-shirt and a black denim jacket.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like I said, text message saying wear black. And do you think I've nailed the brief?
You're wearing black.
Yeah.
But, yep, yeah.
Do you know where this is going?
I think so.
Go on, tell me what you think.
I'm guessing that everybody else is in a suit, a black suit, or at least like a black button up or something.
So I chuck on a black denim jacket, the black T-shirt, I get in the Uber and I get there. And I think I said to you, there's a new king, passing of the Queen. Being in a like broadcast studio, it was a bit of a moment in time.
Yeah.
I didn't think that much of it until I got there and a lady said, oh, like, you know, we'll tell our grandkids that we were like working behind the scenes to announce a new king to the world. And it's like a bit of a historic moment. And
it's pretty, like, I mean, obviously, I'm not a huge, like, this is not really my thing. I can acknowledge that
it is a moment,
is
in,
a
time.
Moment in time, and it is a really big deal for lots of people. And I saw this stat, I love facts, and it was like 9 in 10 people know only, like, Queen Elizabeth II as their queen, which is, like, a crazy number to think about, because you're like, oh, everyone, but it actually almost is everyone.
Yeah, and there was a sense of, because they're, you know, TV stations in Australia, it's 24/7 Queen coverage.
Everywhere.
So I get into work and there's a buzz. There's a hum. And I kind of went, oh, like, I've been watching a bit. But it wasn't until I got in there that I was like, oh, I kind of felt the sense of occasion.
And when you're in it, yeah, you're like living, breathing the news. Yeah. So it does feel really important to you.
Yeah. And you know how you see old clips of, like, in the 60s when a reporter speaks about the Queen and they're using those clips now? A lady goes, they could be using, when the king passes in 25 years, they could be showing clips of you on the TV today, being like, remember when he was sworn in and stuff. And so I'm getting this sense of occasion.
And you're kind of pumped, like, feeling a bit juicy, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, wow, I'm part of it. Because when you're in it, it makes you, like, so much more invested.
Yeah. And so I'm starting to feel this vibe. I'm starting to feel things are different.
And you're like, wow, I'm here.
And then I'm starting to remember that every man I've seen on the TV for the past 3 or 4 days has worn a black suit, a crisp white shirt, and a black tie. And it's not like a fun black tie. No. It's like a straight black.
Like a funereal morning.
And even the white shirts aren't like with a pattern. It's like, no.
It's a
black
crisp
jacket,
white
crisp
shirt.
White. And I, like,
you has, look like a fucking roadie, whilst pretty the, much. You're wearing theatre blacks.
Black. So whilst obviously being on TV is a bit rando, I feel like everyone can appreciate the turning up to a place and immediately going, I am underdressed.
Yep.
And it's like the opposite, like overdress. Like if you have to be one or the other.
Yeah, you'd rather be overdressed.
Yeah, and I just.
My mum always used to say, you can never be overdressed.
Yeah, and she's right.
Yeah.
And I just went.
Oh, I'm that asshole.
I'm that asshole and I'm on air in 7 minutes. You were calling me at the time. Remember, you were having a panic about something else, about the internet at your house?
Oh, I was just telling you not to come to my house.
Yeah, so either way, my phone's ringing. I'm on air in 4 minutes and I'm mistressed. I'm like, fucking missed call from Tony.
Oh, well, that's not my fault.
No,
don't,
that's not your fault. No, I won't drag you.
That.
I won't drag you into
come
this.
On, mate. Not so, my fault you wore a fucking denim jacket on TV. Every time I've been on TV, I've worn a denim jacket, but, you know,
and
different occasions.
I do wear a denim jacket. Like, it's the same thing I wear every week, just the black version. And I didn't even go, oh, do I? I don't even have a black suit, so it's not like I had a fucking choice.
An option,
but,
yeah.
So I put my earpiece in so I can hear the studio. And usually I've got a producer being like, yep, 30 seconds, Ryan, all good to go.
Like queuing you up. Yep.
And for some reason, I'm getting this other feed, because there's all sorts of feeds. There's the feed that goes to me.
It's just them
there's
on
a feed
comms,
that goes
right?
to the host. But then there's another feed that's like all the producers going, oh, have we got that graphic ready? And I'm copping like, not my regular feed. And this is what I hear. I know he's a podcaster and not a journalist, but who the fuck rocks up on a day like today in a denim jacket and a fucking t-shirt? And I think it was like a producer talking to another producer or like, you know, someone in the control room that I don't even know, I can't see. I'm just sitting there in the studio by myself with an earpiece in and I've gone, oh, yeah. And they went, oh, all right, on in 20. And then they counted me in. Now.
Sorry, that's fucking harsh.
And then going on, it wasn't like, you know, I was like, what would you do? I'm like, well, the reality is I had to just go, okay, I'm on the TV and I'm not a monarchist, but I have to like talk. All 3 news stories of the day were Prince Charles, King Charles related. So I just have to sit there.
I'm working. This
I'm
is
working.
My job.
It's my job. Yep. Larry is wearing a black suit and a black tie. Kylie looks gorgeous in a, you know, a black dress. Sammy Lucas is on. She's in a gorgeous black dress. Like if you were going to a funeral and it was really formal, they were dressed, you know, you'd see them walking out of the church looking all like professional and I'm wearing a denim jacket and a t-shirt. So my question is, I get a text from the producer going, can you wear black?
Yep.
Knowing that I'm like, I'm not a suit guy. If she had have gone, hey, mate.
Do you mind dressing
up? Or just
up
go,
hey,
it's a bit of a random day, moment in time. Can you wear a black suit? I've gone, oh, of course.
Yeah.
She goes, can you wear black? And I did. And if I had have really thought about it, maybe I would have gone, oh, that probably means suit or texted back or just, again, I've watched TV all weekend, they're wearing suits. Of course I have to wear a suit.
But they always wear suits. People, they're always wearing suits. A suit jacket and a button up.
Yeah.
They might not always be wearing a tie, but they're always wearing like a dress shirt.
And this sounds weird talking about me, but like in the, like I'm not on there to be the serious guy. I'm on there to like sort of take the piss. Here's a funny news story.
Yeah.
That's like wearing a suit. I would feel weird wearing a suit because I'm like, this is not what this is.
And for the tone shift of what you were going on for, you're like, obviously we're not going to be taking the piss like we normally do.
Yeah.
That's why I'm, you know.
Yeah, it was a straight, respectful segment.
But like, why would that then make you think you need to change what you're wearing? I'm Natalie Imbruglia because.
Well, because Bridget goes, you're wearing a fucking denim jacket and a t-shirt to essentially a funeral. Were they wrong?
No, but that's what they said is fucking nasty.
You reckon?
Yeah. Oh, I get that he's a fucking a podcaster, but like fucking what's he up to? I think that's really nasty.
Do you want to have a listen to some of the segment?
Did you say bring it up on the air?
Well, I was kind of like, how's this going to play out? Because I look suddenly, you're
so
just so
different.
But suddenly I'm just so aware because I kind of went, oh, I'm a bit underdressed. Yeah, probably. But it wasn't until they said that and I went, I am. And then they're crossing to the reporter, beautiful black suit. They're crossing to the newsroom, beautiful black suit. Go back to the host, Larry, beautiful black suit. Hey, Ryan, what do you think about this issue on climate change?
Denim jacket.
Is that guy wearing a T-shirt? So let's have a quick listen.
Charles is being dubbed the Eco King due to his passion for environmental causes. Now, monarchs must remain apolitical, but Charles has a reputation for being outspoken on climate issues particularly, famously writing to MPs in the past. Ryan, will he have to stop doing that, or do we want a king who cares and gets his hands dirty with politics?
The strange thing to me is that some people still see climate change as a political issue. It's not a political issue at all. It's a humanity, society issue. And what's more important for the king than having a planet to actually be king on? Mm. So I think he should keep talking about that. I think it's great.
Ryan, thank you very much, mate. Best old denim jacket and best black shirt.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it, mate.
He seems so nice on TV. That's fucking. Do you know what is the worst thing? You were the talk of the office yesterday.
No.
Yep. 100%. They'll all be like, oh, you know, Ryan, can you believe he rocked up in a denim jacket?
So I took my earpiece out.
Yeah.
And just left. I didn't speak to a single person. And then I remember we had a meet. So I came and met you straight away. And you went, what's up? And I went, oh, I'll tell you on the podcast tomorrow. So I still haven't spoken to a single one of them.
Well, they're probably really embarrassed that they heard that you heard them bitching about you.
But I don't know how many people, because there's so many people that work there.
So you don't know who it was.
I don't know who it was, but I also don't know if they fully knew and then if other people knew that I knew and like, because out of 50, that one guy might have said it, figured it out, turned his mic off, and the other 49 are like, yeah, you're right, what a fuckhead.
I feel really bad that that happened. But as well, I guess I'm kind of like, should you have investigated further into being like, oh, should I wear something a bit formal? Mm. But also saying you need to wear black, you take that at face value.
Yeah.
If she had have said like, hey, could you make sure you dress a bit more formally, then you would have been like, I either don't have anything so I probably can't come in. But also,
or I'll figure something out.
But also, they know that people are going to need that stuff. As if they don't have wardrobe, they couldn't have given you a fucking jacket.
Surely there's just like,
because if they had a suit jacket that you could have put over your T-shirt, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't have been as dressy. But like, so they should have those things, which they would. They would have
they
full
would. Yeah,
wardrobe
I didn't even
there.
Think of that.
Like, so someone should have been like, hey, bro, like, do you actually mind like popping this jacket on? Just we want to like, you know,
formal it up a bit and respectful. And I would have like gone, of course.
Of course you would have. You would have been like, fuck, I'm so sorry, I didn't realise.
Yeah. So I am glad that whilst I was underdressed, I still think black is sort of, like if I was wearing a light blue thing and a pink T-shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't a big deal, they probably could have just like, and they did kind of skirt through the segment and just move on and, you know, there's 100 people on today and if 98 of them are dressed right, then whatever.
But don't you reckon? I just think it's a bit dog of them to like bring it up on the air as well.
of Laz to throw that one in.
Don't you reckon? Because like, I really like Larry. I really like Kylie. Both of them are lovely.
Yep. We're back on there in a few weeks in the studio. Should I bring it up then?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you couldn't have worn a nicer blue suit, Larry. That's what he wears every day. Was the expensive one dirty today, mate? You went with the cheap one.
Well, so I don't know if I, like I said, how do I feel about it? I feel a bit silly and a bit sheepish. And I'm not a monarchist, but what I do believe, and it's similar to like, I guess, religion and stuff, like even if I don't care, if you do, I respect that you do.
Exactly.
So if the Queen's important to you, and it is to literally hundreds of millions of people, then it's not about me to like get on my high horse and go, who gives a fuck? I just go, hey, this is an important day for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear the right clothes and I'm going to respect that you respect it.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. And like the segment, like I said, I was talking about King Charles being about climate change. I was like, what a great thing for a king to, you know, champion. Yeah. And I feel like an arsehole.
But it's not as if you were like, oh, I'm talking about the Queen. I don't personally care about that, so I'll wear shit clothes.
Just to prove a point.
You know, like you weren't being disrespectful. You genuinely didn't know. Maybe with an extra 45 seconds worth of thought, you could have been like, fuck, should I wear something a bit more dressy? I think it's on them to have told you, but it's fucking dog that you heard them bitching about you, I reckon. That's really shit, and I would have... I don't know what I would have done. I'm a professional, so I would have gone on the air, but I would have been rattled about that. Mm. So I'm very proud of you for working through that because that's tough.
It sucked.
That does suck.
All right.
Notice you're wearing a white T-shirt today.
I used my black one yesterday.
Hey, it's Sydney from Colorado, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Every week, the exclusive and champion tarpers get an exclusive...
And champion blog.
Yeah. From the desk of Dr. Tony Lodge. And
that's me, in case you're wondering.
Interestingly, with the doctor title, there is a recommendation and medical advice from Dr. Tony this week about an app that she claims, and I have seen firsthand, change your life. Is that fair to say?
Yes. I do. I did give a disclaimer at the bottom saying that it's not medical advice. And
what? What?
And that I'm not a doctor. Shocker.
What?
I know.
I didn't get to the bottom of it, but it seemed. I just read the first headline. I went, hot tips. Sweet. Yeah. But if you want to check that out, obviously the champion and exclusive tarpers get that every week. And a shout out to some of our champions.
Akash Sadhai, thank you so much. Connor Gallagher, Richard Purio. Purio. Lauren Campbell. I'm not
don't
very good at purr.
Don't purr at my Richard.
I'll purr on your dick. Lauren Campbell, thank you. Nicola Longthorne, more like. Abby Hill, Raja Shakar Reddy, thank you so much. Taylor Butler, Shelly, Emma Walker, Emma Runner, Robbie Mann, and Maria Giacchio. Maybe, very Italian.
Thank you so much for getting around us. By the way, I'm just a little sneaky one. Tomorrow's normal or nah?
It's a good one.
There's a public service announcement.
We love a PSA.
Yeah. And there's also, this is all I'll say, it's a question of when someone asks, is that too hard?
Ooh. If you want to get amongst our normal NAS or have a little vote on what we say and what we talk about, you can join the convo in our Facebook group, Tony and Ryan Podcast on Facebook. The link is in our show notes, so you can go through and check that out on Facebook. I mentioned before that whilst not a good bullshitter, I did bullshit over the weekend.
You bullshitted.
Bullshat, I guess, is that the past?
Past tense.
Past tense.
Bullshat. Yeah, no, I'm like that.
Look, last Sunday, the Sunday before maybe, Torbs and I went to my friend Jane's house for dinner.
Yep.
She got engaged.
Congratulations.
To her boyfriend Darcy, now fiancé. And, you know, we had some champagne and whatever. And so Jane and I used to work together and another guy we worked with, Sam. He came and that was really lovely. He brought his girlfriend's dog and we were all, you know, hanging out and having a nice time. And Sam is one of those guys, he's really like, he's super excited about stuff.
Yep.
He's just like loves getting amongst stuff.
It's weird saying he brought a cute puppy because I see him as the cute puppy.
He is just such a lovely and sweet boy. And he plays like local footy, like in his footy team. And I had seen on Instagram that he'd played that weekend. And I was like, oh, bro, how'd you go at the footy or whatever? He goes, so good. We're in the grand final.
Get around him.
I was like, mate, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, it's next weekend. You should come.
But, mate, I was just trying to give you a compliment.
I'm just being nice, mate.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe. Yeah. And then Torbs goes, my partner, he goes, when is it? And Sam goes, oh, it's next Saturday. And Torbs like, what time?
Torbs, what are you doing, mate?
And I'm like, oh, mate, we can't get out of this. Yeah. Like, we have to go now. Out. And he goes, where is it? Like, what oval's it at? Where? What? What's going on? Like, who's playing? Like,
were you giving Torbs the look?
And I was just like, yeah, Sam, when is it? That sounds great. So we fucking gone and locked ourselves in to go and watch him play footy, right?
Yeah.
I really like going to the footy. Like, I genuinely enjoy watching sport. I think it's actually quite fun.
I will say the ratio of you saying I love going to the footy and actually going to the footy is a little...
Man, who has time? I'm always working. Anyway.
But I love going to the footy.
But I do actually love it.
Okay.
And so anyway, Torbs, we're like talking about what we're going to do on the weekend and I was like, oh, we should probably go to Sam's footy game. And Torbs was like, oh, yeah, like, I reckon that'll be fun. And I was like, look, you know what we'll do? Because it's fucking local footy. I was like, we'll take a picnic rug, buy some beers, we'll sit on the hill.
Have a hot dog.
That's, yeah. Right? That's just like.
Yeah, I like the local footy.
Yeah, it's nice. How good. Anyway, so we're driving out there and I'm like, fuck, I can't believe we're actually going. I don't even know what Sam's team's called.
Right.
Like, you know, we're like fully going to play the friend card. Yep. We're like not going to enjoy the game.
I'd say that's 80% of the crowd.
I think so as well.
I went to watch my little nephew's grand final. I don't know who he played for.
No.
I don't know any of his teammates. I was just there to watch Lenny and he got a couple of great marks. Good on him.
Oh, good on you, Lenny. Yeah. You love to see that. Anyway, so we get there and we're driving in and there's this massive sign that's like strictly no alcohol. Hole on premises.
What?
And so I'm like, okay, there goes the first thing of us like drinking beers on the hill.
What the as in because they're like don't bring your own because we're selling
no,
it?
No, they don't sell it. So like it's to avoid like people getting fucking loose and then
fighting
and getting
being
into
idiots
it.
And...
Yeah, so you're not allowed to buy beers or take beers until after the game when you can buy them in the clubhouse but you can't, like, bring your own beers. What so we fuck? Had beers in the car and I was like, all right, like, cool, like, strike one, there you go. I'm like, cool, we can
still sneak one anyway?
No, because I don't do that.
I've heard stories of people using the Frank Green water bottle as a vessel.
That's
that was my love to say. Was that my love
yeah,
to say?
I think someone took it to a festival. Anyway, so I'm like, fucking strike
you
one.
You wouldn't do that.
Strike one. No. And I'm like, cool, we'll still take our rug and sit on the grass. There's no grass. There's no hill, which is like a local footy thing. You sit on the hill, you have a beer.
Yeah.
That no hill, no beer.
So fuck, I'm Sam, like, you're making it hard for me, mate. I'm trying like, to get around you.
Fucking hell, bro. And literally it's like mud all around it and people are just standing on the barrier.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, okay, we'll do that. Anyway, we're walking around the boundary for a spot to stand.
Yeah.
And like I've got my puffer jacket on because it's fucking cold. We're like rugged up. We're ready to go. I'm like, yep, we're standing here for 2 hours. Fuck yeah. And I spot Sam, which all of a sudden makes it so much more exciting.
That's real.
I'm like, oh, there's Sam.
Did
oh
he
my
yell
God.
Out?
Yeah, I was like, go, Sam. And then he saw us and he was like waved and kept playing whatever, which is really, really nice. Yeah. Lovely puppy. Anyway, so we're like walking out, looking over the game. I kind of spot Sam. Then I realize that like all of the teams are red and white.
Is it, what do you mean all of the?
So like there's two teams on the field.
Yeah.
One of them's red jumper with a white number.
Yeah.
And one of them's a white jumper with a red number.
Did they plan ahead?
No. Obviously not.
Who's
maybe
doing
these,
the wardrobe?
These ones obviously aren't likely to end up in the grand
and
final
together. Yeah. There's no text message with a dress code in the morning. Were they wearing black suits? Disrespectful assholes.
And everyone's kind of saying like Parkside.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't even know if that's our team or not.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't fucking know.
So did you just bandwagon it?
Well,
for all you know at this stage, he's playing against his own team and he plays for Parkside. So
I go... I've obviously seen Sam and I'm like, cool. So I know what jumper colour he's on, but I don't know what his team's called.
Yep.
Don't know what the other team's called. And anyway, this guy standing next to us kind of like strikes up a bit of a convo.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, fuck, I haven't been to the local footy in years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, us either. Like, our mate's playing, so we thought, you know, come down and show our support. Like, bit of banter, all good.
Look at you, getting around it.
Oh, mate.
Local footy Tony's in the house.
Regional Tony.
Yeah, regional Tony's back. Yeah.
So it was, you know, 40 minutes
away.
Don't
fucking regional me about Bundoora. Bundoora is not even an outer suburb, it's just a suburb.
And so this guy's obviously like...
Can everyone from Melbourne who listens, or one of you, just get in the fucking episode thread and... berate regional Tony for applying the Bundoora is regional.
Okay,
take it somewhere else. I'm precious about my northern suburbs.
Oh wow, my god!
As someone who's just moved to the suburbs, that's my personality now.
And anyway, so like we're having a bit of banter. He's like, "Yeah, I haven't been to the footy for ages, whatever." And he goes, "Oh, I'm watching my nephew. I've never watched him play before." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's cool." And he goes, "But gee, it's a bit tough with the red and white."
Yeah.
"Do you know which jumpers Parkside are?" And I'm like, "No, I don't."
It's the red and white one as well, mate. Yeah.
So I didn't want to look like a dickhead, obviously.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, fuck, I've got to make a choice here.
No, you don't.
No, because I either had to be like, yeah, I don't know either.
Right.
Or take a punt and go, fuck, 50-50.
Oh, sorry. When you said I got to make a choice, I thought you meant I got to guess one or the other and back it.
Oh, no. Yeah, so yeah. I'm kind of like, I either go, I don't know either, or I go 50-50.
So surely you said I don't know either because you didn't and that was the truth.
Then there's a secret third option where I bullshit about the thing.
Oh, okay.
And so he
bullshit
goes,
Tony, yeah.
"It's a bit tough with the red and white. Do you know what side Parkside are?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Ha, ha, ha, it's a bit like that, isn't it?"
Great. So good. One of the best non-committal answers, yeah. And then you walk away.
Yes!
Then you walk away.
And then we realised that we weren't going for Parkside and we were in enemy territory.
Oh,
so we walked around the other side.
It's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit like that. Isn't it?
Anyway, have a good day, mate. Good to meet you. I hope your nephew fucking sucks.
It was real suburban dad.
Yeah. Nah, that's good work.
Luckily, we weren't going for Parkside.
Who are you going for? Do we know? Do you know yet?
South Melbourne.
Oh, get around the South.
Oh, mate. Yeah, the Swannies.
The Bloods. Bloods, yes.
See, I'm in it. Yeah. Oh, get it.
Fucking the Bloods. Any team that's got red in it. Oh, Bloods.
Bloods. Yeah, but I've... Because he was genuinely asking. I'm like, well, I genuinely don't know the answer.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good footy chat from me.
That is good
suburban
footy chat. Yeah.
Footy chat.
So I know that Sam won his grand final.
He did.
Were you a part of the post-game celebration? Did you finally crack that beer?
No. Well, we walked onto the... Because everyone like walks onto the field.
Yeah.
And it was so muddy.
Yeah.
Because like obviously they'd been playing in the rain or Labo.
Yeah.
Chopping it up. That's what I said. And we actually bumped into other friends there that were there to watch Sam.
Oh, lovely.
Which made me feel like a real local.
Yeah.
There's something about the feeling of like bumping into somebody at like a place you don't expect to see anybody.
Bundoora Tony.
Yeah.
A local.
Oh, I ran into Tarpa Millie.
Really?
Yeah. Tarpa walked over and was like, "Oh, Tony, like, you know, who are you going for?" And I was like, "Don't know.
Don't fucking start me on this, mate." Pretty tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, who's going for anything?
Yeah.
You know, the big questions. No, it was a lot of fun, but...
And can I just say, Wednesday morning this morning, this episode coming out, according to the Instagram stories, I'm pretty sure Sam and his teammates are still on the cans.
Yep, they are.
And a shout out to the Bloods.
Yeah, they're still drinking out of that big cup that they win.
Yeah,
and
good on them. There's nothing better than like winning local footy. Fuck, that's good. Things you love to see. Good work by Sam.
Yeah.
But one of the greats has fallen.
What?
So, for
every... More footy chat.
Well, no, it's about... It's about Tony Lodge. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
What did I do?
So for every Tony and Ryan podcast episode, I make the episode thread.
Yeah.
And do the social media stuff. And sometimes there are a few spelling mistakes in the episode thread that I make.
Yep.
And especially we've been joking about my job and the title of chief. And a chief is just a word I will never be able to spell right.
Sure. I before E except after C.
Yeah. So don't yell at me like that.
Okay.
But it turns out shit spelling is contagious.
Oh,
and someone who likes to ride her high horse.
I don't.
What's your job in the process after the show?
I'm the copywriter.
So you do the show notes?
Do the show notes, yeah. Oh, okay.
Little Woot, who has the sharpest of eyes of the internet, found out that in the show notes yesterday, there is a spelling error on Spotify and Tony Lodge. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
On Spotify and Tony Lodge. I spelt Spotify and Tony Lodge.
No, it's on
wrong.
Spotify.
Oh.
Like when the app, when the show notes and stuff.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant I spelt Spotify wrong. What did I spell wrong?
Man, I wouldn't be spelling their name.
Well, that's why I was
They've been good to you.
Yeah.
Boudoir is incorrect. And you know what? It doesn't even matter. I'm not here to judge. I just want to say.
You obviously are.
No, I'm just here to say welcome.
How
and
do
then
you
I'm
spell
with
it?
You.
I actually don't even know how to spell it.
Apparently.
Oh, an extra U that I missed. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, everyone. To let everyone down.
No.
I didn't
It's
mean
a great thing. I love
down.
To see this because I just love to see people joining me. And now we're like the same. We're
so
just,
you love to see it is bringing me down.
No, it's
That's
you
not
joining.
Very supportive.
It's you joining me.
That's not very supportive.
It's you joining me because I like
Would you like it if my love to see it was you making a small mistake?
I make them all the time.
But would you like me to highlight it on the podcast? That's okay. If that's what makes you feel better, bringing other people down, other women down, that's okay. That's all right.
No, I just
I'll share my love to see
I
it,
I liked having you on our level and we can hang out together now.
All right. Well, I'm really sorry for letting everyone down and
they're fine.
I won't do it again.
They're fine. I spoke to him. Little Woot is, he was, I wouldn't say inconsolable. He was consolable and he is now being consoled.
All right. Well, I'm really sorry, everyone. Heartbroken. I can't believe that happened. I'm really sorry.
I actually thought this would be more fun than somber. And I like the saying, oh, how the mighty have fallen.
It's all right.
It was a lot less fun when I planned this out in my mind earlier.
That's okay. If that's how you want to proceed with the day,
I've
by bringing me down, that's okay. I've got a you love to
I've
see
had a rough
here.
48 hours.
Matthew Simpson shared this in our Facebook group. Matthew's you love to see it is that his daughter is marrying her girlfriend of 3 years on Saturday. My you love to see it is acceptance. My town's mayor is even officiating the ceremony. Isn't that beautiful?
That is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Can I go again with my
Which
love
is
to
actually
see?
What you love to see it was all about, to bring people together and make people happy. And, you know, we did all the gear about Sammy winning his footy final and everything. And, you know, then obviously, yeah. But
okay,
Matthew,
I'm going to change mine.
No.
Can I have just one sentence?
Nope.
It's for Kristen.
So, Matthew, you absolutely love to see that. And thank you so much for sharing what a beautiful story you shared with us that his daughter's getting married to her sweetheart. So thank you so much, Matthew. And that's all we've got time for
today.
Actually,
podcasts have infinity time. There's no limit. There is no limit. The limit does not exist.
I'm cutting it.
Kristen just.
You can say whatever you want. I'm just going to cut it out.
Tapa Kristen discovered Vegemite-less snack. That you do love to see. Are you joking?
It's my love to see it for tomorrow.
That was my one for today. My other one was a joke, obviously.
I can't believe we both wrote the same one down. That's so funny.
Well, that's my love to see it for today, is knowing Tony so well that we'd both have the same do you love to see it. Kristen has discovered Vegemite-less snack. Well, snack is like a little thing that you take to primary school and it's a little bit of cheese and a biscuit. This one has Vegemite. That is something you love to see. Tony, I love to see you because there's no one who I admire more in the world than you. And thanks, everyone, for joining us. Meow. Is it finished yet?
Podcasts don't have a time.